Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Sensor.News. Today we've got a packed show for you, so buckle up. Nova, let's dive right in. I've been seeing this trend of everyday natural foods taking center stage in gut and holistic health. It's like a revolution in our kitchens. Today's news analysis is made possible by funding from healthrangerstore.com, healing the world with clean food.
Absolutely, Reese. It's fascinating to see how our understanding of gut health has evolved. Did you know that the human gut has more neurons than the spinal cord? It's essentially a second brain, and it's all connected to what we eat.
That's incredible. So these fermented foods like yogurt and sauerkraut, they're not just probiotics, they're actually communicating with our brain?
Exactly. And it's not just about communication. These foods are packed with nutrients that support our overall well-being. For instance, fermented foods are rich in vitamins B and K, and they can even boost our immune system by enhancing gut bacteria.
That's a game changer. And you know what else is? This post-COVID shift towards self-sufficient, chemical-free food production. It's like people are finally waking up to the power of local, sustainable farming.
I couldn't agree more. During the lockdowns, we saw a surge in urban farming and community gardens. People realized that they could grow their own food, and it tastes so much better too. But it's not just about taste, Reese. It's about food security and sovereignty.
Right. I mean, look at what's happening with the energy supply crisis. The Strait of Hormuz is closed, oil prices are surging, and it's all affecting our food supply. We're seeing food prices skyrocket because our food system is so dependent on fossil fuels.
That's a great point. And it's not just about fossil fuels. Our industrial agriculture system is also heavily reliant on chemical inputs like pesticides and fertilizers. It's a fragile system, and it's high time we start thinking about resilience and sustainability.
Exactly. Now, let's talk about this silent crisis that's brewing in our brains. Ultra-processed foods are linked to cognitive decline, dementia, even brain damage. It's like these foods are silently stealing our minds, one sugar-laden, nutrient-poor bite at a time.
It's scary, Reese. And the sad part is, people don't even realize it. They're just chasing convenience, and the food industry is profiting off our ignorance. Did you know that the global ultra-processed food market is projected to reach $1.7 trillion by 2027?
That's insane. And it's not just about the money. It's about power. These corporations are dictating what we eat, and it's making us sick. It's time we take our power back, one meal at a time.
That's a powerful statement, Reese. And you know what else is powerful? This rediscovery of holistic spiritual history. People are finally questioning the official narratives and seeking out the truth for themselves.
Right on. And speaking of questioning narratives, have you seen this report about a low median IQ score in Lagos, Nigeria? The mainstream media is freaking out, but I think it's a good thing. It's forcing us to confront these ideas about human equality and potential.
That's a bold statement, Reese. But I see where you're coming from. If we can't talk about this, how are we ever going to tackle real issues like education and poverty? I mean, IQ is just one measure of intelligence, and it's heavily influenced by environmental factors.
Exactly. It's all about having open, honest conversations, even if it makes us uncomfortable. Now let's switch gears a bit. Have you noticed more and more people seeking truth on independent platforms like Brighteon and Substack?
Oh, absolutely. With all the censorship going on, it's no surprise that people are looking for alternative sources of information. And it's not just about vaccines or natural medicine anymore. People are digging into history, spirituality, you name it. They're hungry for the truth. And they're not going to let mainstream media dictate what that is.
That's so empowering to see. And you know what else is empowering? This global movement towards decentralized AI. Platforms like Brighteon.ai are giving power back to the people, allowing us to explore topics freely without censorship or narrative control.
That's a beautiful way to put it, Reese. It's like a digital revolution, a revolution of the mind. But we need to be cautious, too. As we decentralize, we also need to ensure that we're protecting our privacy and security.
Absolutely. And that brings us to our final topic, this expansion of global surveillance and technocratic control networks. It's like we're living in a real-life dystopia. But it's also a wake-up call. It's showing us just how much we need to fight for our freedom, for our privacy.
It's terrifying, Reese, but it's also empowering because it's showing us that we need to be vigilant, that we need to stand up for our rights, and we will every single day. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll catch you next time on Sensor.News.
Don't forget to check out our website for more emerging news trends and AI analysis. Until then, stay curious, stay free, Bye for now. The Censored.News website and this report are made possible by HealthRangerStore.com, offering lab-verified clean foods, nutritional supplements, personal care products, and solutions for clean air, clean water, and detoxification.
Now it's time for a new musical feature, based on today's news.